to turn to the book of Colossians, chapter 2. Read verses 6 through verse 10. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein, which would be the faith, with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit. And this philosophy and vain deceit is after the tradition of men, after the rudiments or principles of the world, not after Christ. For in him, Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And ye are complete in him, Christ, which is the head of all principality and power. The book of Colossians was addressed to the church that was located in the city of Colossae. Colossae was a city of Phrygia. Phrygia was in Asia, about 100 miles east of Ephesus, about 12 miles from Laodicea. So from that, we see that it's in the vicinity of the seven Asian churches mentioned there in Revelation 2 and 3. In fact, the book of Colossians was to be read in the church of Laodicea. Notice in Colossians 4, verse 16, it says, And when this epistle is read among you, cause that it be read also in the church of the Laodiceans. So this was written to the church at Colossae, but it was also to be read to the church of the Laodiceans. And you go over to book of Revelation chapter 3 and you get an idea of that church. Colossians would have been written about the same time as Ephesians and Philippians, so you know what's going on in Paul's life at this time. At the time of writing, we gather this from statements that are made in the book of Colossians. The city was inundated with error and false teaching. And this error and false teaching, of course, endangered the church that was there. It also endangered the Christian way of life. So the saved that were in Colossae were basically living in a society and culture where error was everywhere. There was always the influences seeking to distract them from the life that they had been called to live, seeking to pull them away from Christ. We get that idea in Colossians 1, verse 23. He said, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven. So we see that was going on, where people were being pulled away by false teaching. It was a time when differing concepts were vying for their allegiance. And Paul writes this letter basically to warn them of the danger, also to exhort and to encourage them that Christ should be the purpose of their life, that Christ should be the controlling and dominating factor in their lives, that Christ should be the actual meaning of their lives. And as you read through the book of Colossians, it is a book, the emphasis is upon Jesus Christ. There are many direct references to Christ throughout the book of Colossians. The supreme, or the key theme, is the supremacy of Christ, the preeminence of Jesus Christ, which is something that all of God's people need to get a hold of, the supremacy and the preeminence of Jesus Christ. So Paul is exhorting and encouraging his readers to live their life in Christ. He's calling them to maintain allegiance to Christ. And we want to take the central thought of the message from verse 6. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. We want to speak this evening on live conversion. Live conversion. First of all, here in verse 6, we have a way of living that is being described, such as indicated by the word walk. All through Paul's writing speaks of an habitual way of living. But again, a walk speaks of activity, but not just activity. It speaks of progress. It's not merely motion, but it's motion with direction. I mean, if you're walking, you've got to be going in a direction. So it's motion with direction. It's motion with direction and purpose. And that's to be our life, and that's why it's described as a walk. It's to be progressive. It's to have direction. It's to have purpose. The word walk, again, is descriptive of a life that is consistently lived. In other words, it is a habit of life. So with these words, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye. So walk ye. Now we realize it says, so walk ye in Him. We'll get to the in Him in a little bit. But as ye have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye. That is, not only is a specific and precise way of living being described, but a challenge is being issued also here to God's people. A call is being issued to God's people. Again, notice here in verse 6, as, that's a word used to draw comparison. It's a word that speaks of a manner. He says, as ye, so now it's personal, have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk. So in relation to our walk, that is our habitual way of living, reference here is made to a past, personal, and very definite experience. That experience being the receiving of Christ Jesus the Lord. Now, notice that Christ was received. He was received as the anointed of God, as ye have received Christ. That's the anointed of God, the sent one of God. As ye have received Christ Jesus, He is received as the anointed of God. He is received as the Savior of sinners. And then it goes on to say, as ye have received Christ Jesus, the Lord. So He is received as the anointed one, the one sent from God. He is received as Jesus Christ, and He is received as Lord. And all this happens at the moment of salvation. This idea today that you receive Christ as Savior and then somewhere down the line you receive Him as Lord, that's nonsense. That's not biblical. We see here that He is received as Christ Jesus the Lord. Those words describe our salvation experience. They not only describe our salvation experience, those words are a prerequisite. And those words are foundational to the life that we are called to live. You cannot live the Christian life if you have not received Christ Jesus the Lord. That is a prerequisite. It is, again, foundational. So again, as ye have, that is, just like you, received Christ Jesus the Lord, walk. Just as you received Him, that is how you are to walk. So that very statement, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, walk, should gender the thought of how did we receive Him. Because how He was received is how we are to walk. It is how we are to live. So let's think for a little while upon how we received Christ Jesus the Lord. Because again, that's how we are to live. Well, He was received by faith. It's the only way you can receive Him. He was received with conviction concerning His person. There was faith that He is Christ. There is conviction. I mean, the moment we were saved, there was faith that He is the sent one from God, and there is conviction. He is Christ. There was faith and there was conviction that He is Jesus. That is, He is the Savior. He is the Christ Savior. He is Christ Jesus. He was sent to save. And there is faith and conviction that He is Lord. That He is God. We didn't have to take a theology class. When we received Christ, we had that faith and we had that conviction that He is Christ Jesus, the Lord. And our lives are to be lived with deep faith and conviction that He is Christ, that He is Jesus, that He is Lord. So He was received with faith and conviction. That's how we're to walk. That's how we're to live. See, it doesn't matter if nothing lines up in the world with how we're supposed to live. It doesn't matter. Because we're to live as we received Him. And we received Him by faith. And with great conviction, deep conviction. He was also received gratefully. No one has ever received Jesus Christ as Savior without doing so gratefully. So how are we to live? Gratefully. Which means we have to give some thought to what He's done for us. Was He not also received humbly? No one is ever in a moment of pride when the Lord saves their soul. They are humbled. No one receives Christ in pride. We receive Him humbly. And how are we to walk? Just as we received Him. We're to be humble in our walk. Did we not also receive Him joyfully? Now, when the Lord convicted us of our sin and we began to feel the weight of that sin, we were miserable. But when we received Him, it was with joy. And how are we to live? Joyfully. Did not we receive Him lovingly? I didn't know much about Jesus Christ when I received Him. But I know this, I loved Him. We ought to live in love. We received Him effectually. That is, it had an impact upon our lives. It was effectual. And our life is to be the same. Did not we receive Him with awe and with reverence? So how are we to walk? With awe and reverence for God. Go back to the day you were saved and we received Christ without any reservation whatsoever. The thought was not in my mind, I sure hope this works. I'm not so sure about this, but I'm going to give it a try. That's not how it happened. It was without reservation. And how are we to live? Without reservation. For Him. As you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, next word is so. That means to the same extent and after the same manner. So walk ye. So again, think back when we received Him. And may I say again, I did not accept Christ as Savior. I don't like that phrase at all. I received Him. I received Him. So walk ye. When we received Him, our entire person at that moment was impacted, was influenced by Him. And how are we to live? We are to live with our entire person impacted by Christ. We're not to live trying to fit Christ in wherever we can. We are to live with our entire life impacted, influenced by Jesus Christ. The day we received Him, our lives were greatly impacted. As ye have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye. Did not we receive Him with recognition? We recognized who He was. That He was Christ, that He was Jesus, that He was Lord. How are we to live? We are to live our life recognizing Him in all things. No one receives Christ ignorantly. No one receives Christ unawares. You receive Christ and you're very aware and you recognize who He is. And our life is to be the same. Again, Proverbs 3 and verse 6, "In all thy ways acknowledge Him." We acknowledged Him when we received Him. And that is how we're to live. As you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye. He was received with great passion. Almost everybody you talk to, the moment they were saved, they could not wait to tell somebody. They didn't want to keep it a secret. There was a passion for Jesus Christ. They wanted to learn as much as they could possibly learn. They would sit at the edge of their seats trying to soak in as much as possible. There was passion. There was fervor. There was zeal. The sad thing is those people hang around God's people for any length of time and that they become like them. And the passion and the zeal and the fervency dies. But that's how we received them. And that is how we're to walk. So with these words, Paul is basically saying, live conversion. Live your salvation experience. How am I to live? Live your conversion. Live your salvation experience. Just as you received Christ, that's how you're to live. Now notice what it says. As you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. So that speaks of the realm, the element of the life in which we are to live. It's in Him. Again, as we said this morning, we are in Christ. And being in Christ, we're not to live as if we were without Christ. We're to live in Him. That is our standing. We're in Christ. But that is also to be our state. That is where we're to live. In Christ. So the emphasis of our walk or the emphasis of our life is to be Him. In Him. Walk in Him. Throughout the book of Colossians, we read such phrases as in Christ. Those words occur four times. The words in Him occur five times. The words by Him occur five times. The word for Him occurs one time. With Christ, three times. With Him, three times. Of Him, one time. How are we to live? We're to live just as we received Him. We are to live in Him, by Him, with Him, and of Him. He is to be preeminent in our lives. That is the life that we are called to live. And that is the life that reflects our standing in Christ. So the life that we're being called to live here in verse 6, again, in Him, it is to live life connected and linked to Christ. We are in Him. And in our lives, the way we live, there is never to be a disconnect between us and Christ. Our lives are to be lived connected and linked to Jesus Christ. And if that's the case, then your life will run against the current of the world. And you will be noticed if we live our lives connected to Jesus Christ. So the life that we're called to live here in verse 6 is a life of union with Christ. He is to be the purpose of our life. He is to be the center of our life. He is to be the priority. He is to be the emphasis of our life. He is the core. He is the goal. In what we think, how we view things, what we do. It's in Him. That should be descriptive of our life. So, in everything that constitutes our daily life, whether it be business, home, society, friendships, pleasures, responsibilities, etc. How are we to live? As ye have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. That's true in business. That's true home, society, friendships. Nothing is divorced from that. You do not try to You do not separate Christ from any aspect of your life. There are people that have the attitude, well, you know, my family, I have church and then I have my family. It's two separate things. No, it's not. Or it shouldn't be. Or work or whatever, or the way we interact with people out in society. It's all connected. Now he mentions some dangers, some threats to this life. We see the life is described in verse 6. In verse 8, he says, beware. Beware. Well, in verse 4, he says, and this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. So there is a danger. The word beguile means to deceive, to lead astray, to divert, to dupe. So there is a danger that that might happen. And the way it's accomplished is through the means that is used, is through enticing words, luring words. The world is very good at using enticing words, making empty promises. So then he picks up in verse 8, and he says, beware. When you see the word beware, you think of look out. Be cautious. Be on guard. Keep a safe distance. And you know, those are just some of the thoughts that come to your mind when you see a sign. Beware. Lest any man spoil, strip, ruin, wreck, and destroy you. Through. This is the means they will use to accomplish this. Philosophy and vain deceit, which describes the enticing words back in verse 4. And this philosophy and vain deceit is after the tradition or is in accord with the thinking, the feelings of men. After the rudiments, the basic principles of the world, and then what sums it all up, and not after Christ. Not according to Christ. That pretty much sums up the world system. It's not according to Christ. So those words, not according to Christ, or not after Christ, summarize the character of the philosophy and the tradition of men and the rudiments of the world. And it's those things that we are bombarded with continually from all sides. And so many today, it does not surprise us that the world, that lost man is duped by the philosophies of an ungodly society. But it is shocking and it is scary how many of God's people have been duped by the philosophies of the world. And if we are duped by the philosophies of the world, you cannot live the life of verse 6. It cannot be done. So the danger is that these philosophies and vain deceits shackle us, thus disabling us from living verse 6. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. In closing, consider the foundation and the result of this life that we read of in verse 6. In verse 7 it says, rooted and built up in Him, established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. What we read there is descriptive of walk ye in Him. It is also the foundation of walking in Christ. And it is also the result of walking in Christ. In verse 7, there are four words that should get our attention. You have the word rooted. You have the words built up. You have the word established. And you have the word abounding. Notice, first of all, rooted and built up in Him. So he uses the metaphors of both the plant and the building. Rooted and built up in Him. Again, that is our standing. We are rooted in Christ. We are built in Christ. In other words, and again, this is to be reflected in the life that we live. Rooted and built. In both cases, Christ is the chief element. Christ is the foundation. Rooted and built in Him. In both cases, there is a connection. There is a link to Jesus Christ. In our salvation, we have been given a standing whereby we are connected and we are linked to Jesus Christ. And that is for eternity. There is a connection and a link to Jesus Christ. Now we are to live that life. That is, our connection and link to Jesus Christ is to be reflected in the life that we live. Sadly, many times the life that God's people lives tells us that they are linked and connected to the thinking of the world and the ways of the world. But our lives ought to declare that we are linked and connected to Jesus Christ. So rooted and built up in Him. The more we live that life, the more our life reflects the fact that we are rooted in Him, then the more established in the faith we become. The more established in the faith we become. And the more abounding we become. Again, our standing is we are rooted. That is, we are embedded to Jesus Christ. We are fixed in Jesus Christ, connected and linked to Christ. And now our lives are to correspond to that fact. And this is what it means. As you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. It's living that life that we are rooted in Christ. Rooted in Christ. That means that I am anchored to Jesus Christ. That's true. Therefore, I am eternally secure. I am anchored in Jesus Christ. And now I am to live my life anchored to Christ. Not anchored to this world, but anchored to Christ. Rooted in Him. That is, drawing nourishment from Him. So again, our standing is rooted in Him. And therefore, we're not to live lives detached from Him. We're not to live lives that look like we don't know Him. We are to live the life that is rooted in the person of Jesus Christ. We are to live a life that is rooted in the precepts and the person and the purpose and the pleasure of Jesus Christ. We see also here that we are built up in Him. And we are to live lives that reflect the fact that Jesus Christ is our foundation. Christ is our foundation. My family is not my foundation. Christ is our foundation. Friends are not the foundation. It's wonderful to have family. It's wonderful to have friends. But they are not the foundation. If that's your foundation, you're sinking. Christ is our foundation. And our life is to reflect that. Rooted and built up in Him. That means we're to live life not tossed to and fro. We should live a life not tossed to and fro because we're rooted to Him. Because we're built up in Him. We're not tossed to and fro like a tumbleweed, and we're not like a house built upon sand. And that is to be reflected in our lives. So again, to walk ye in Him is to live life to reflect that we are rooted and we are built up in Him. And that life, to live that life, is a beautiful life. It's sad, but a saved person can live a very ugly life. It's possible. Many times, saved people do not live beautiful lives. They're in Christ if they're saved. They're rooted in Him. But they don't live like they are. But if you want to live a beautiful life, then our life is to reflect, I'm rooted in Christ. Therefore, we don't get as upset about some things and go all to pieces as the world does, because our root system is somewhere else. Our root system's not in this world. To live a life that reflects that we're rooted and built up in Christ is an extraordinary life. It's an extraordinary way of living. It's a wonderful way of living. It's a thrilling life. It's a happy life. There isn't anyone who ought to enjoy life more than a child of God. Because we have privileges to live life that others know nothing about. So though we live under the onslaught of the philosophy of the world and the tradition and the rudiments of an antichrist world that seeks to uproot any way of living that has Christ as its basis. Verse 6 is the life that we can live. We'll read it again and we'll close. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. Just another reason why we need to often go back to that moment when we received Christ, to be reminded how we're to live. How we're to live. God help us to live. Verse 6. It's a beautiful life. And if you have a church that lives verse 6, you have a beautiful church. If you have a family that lives, verse 6, you have a beautiful family. But God help us. We can only be responsible for ourselves as far as living this life. You can't force someone to live this life. But that God would help us to remember how it was we received Christ and then to live that way. Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us in verse 7.